USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Donald Trump has landed in Florida ahead of his arraignment tomorrow in Miami on federal charges. We get more from correspondent Lisa G.
Trump left his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, Monday morning, and local residents had mixed reactions.
I just think that so many people hate the man, and they'll do anything they can to keep him out of there to try and run again.
I'm not a supporter, but I'm hoping that justice will work its way through this case.
Trump was indicted last week on 37 felony accounts connected to the handling of classified documents. The indictment against him alleges Trump stored classified information, including U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities, at his Mar-a-Lago resort. He heads back to New Jersey Tuesday night.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Beijing next week amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Russia.
We shared concerns about the possibility that the provision of weapons to Russia for Ukraine is something that they might be considering.
In a news conference today, Blinken confirmed that China has been operating an intelligence collection facility in Cuba for several years. Earlier this year, Blinken canceled a trip to Beijing following the discovery of a Chinese spy balloon flying over the U.S. His visit to China now set for June 18th. Today is the 7th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub massacre in Florida. A gunman killed 49 people and injured 53 more. Their lives will be commemorated with an event at the Steinmetz Hall in Orlando tonight. The shooting is the deadliest incident in the history of violence against the LGBTQ community in the U.S. Human remains have reportedly been found in the wreckage of a highway collapse in Philadelphia. 6 ABC News reporting the remains were discovered today, but the identity of the person is unknown. However, Pennsylvania's transportation secretary has refused to confirm that there have been any deaths. This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
American sentiment towards inflation is becoming increasingly positive as people believe it's on a downward trajectory. The latest survey of consumer expectations conducted by the New York Federal Reserve reveals that the inflation outlook reached its lowest point in 2 years in May. It experienced a decline of 0.3%. Fox News is sending a cease and desist letter to former host Tucker Carlson due to his new Twitter show. The letter argues that Carlson's show violates their contract terms since he is still in a contract dispute with Fox, despite being ousted last month. Fox claims that they are still paying Carlson, which grants them exclusive rights to his content until the end of 2024. The White House is shining the spotlight on NCAA championship athletes. Vice President Harris praised the athletes for their commitment to their sports and for being leaders and role models.
You demonstrate teamwork and character. You make the people around you better in every way.
President Biden was initially set to host the college champions but had to cancel due to having a root canal done at the White House. California has concluded its driest three-year period on record, marking a historic drought that impacted the state. In July 2021, Governor Newsom urged Californians to voluntarily decrease water usage by 15%. While some regions made progress, most fell short of that target. Critics argue the governor should have made the requirements mandatory. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stanley,